On this episode of Gamer Radio Lite, we talk about the plastic boxes that invade our living rooms. Talking about our favorite console designs on this GRL. Mike, what's yours? Well, no. Let's make it twofold. Let's talk about our favorite console design and our favorite cartridge design.
Okay. I'm going to stick with no imports. I'm going to stick with...
Ooh, so you're going strictly domestic.
Yeah,
here.
I'm going domestic only because it starts to get pretty crazy out there.
That goes half my list, Mike.
Because there's just so many – when you talk about the differences between Super Famicom and Famicom, it gets difficult because the Japanese were on a whole other level as far as the stuff that they got.
I agree.
So if we're going to talk about my favorite console design ever, man, it would have to be the Super Nintendo.
Oh, here we go.
You know, I just think it's very 90-ish. I love it looks like a piece of equipment from the 90s. I love everything about the way that console looks. I like the purple. I know that a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
I love
like
the way,
that purple.
Yeah, sure do. Purple drink. I love the way that the power switches are. The reset button on the right.
Uh-huh.
It's a very inviting console. I like the flap. I just love that it's got, like you said, it's very 90s. It's got miniature curves and grooves.
I didn't say that, Mike. You said that.
I said that. You like it too. No, I love the eject button. I can't gush about this console enough. I mean,
you do all the time every time I talk to you. Mike, what you playing? Eight SNES. You have a PlayStation 4 home. I don't care.
Playing the Super Nintendo again. I just love the way that console looks. In comparison to the Super Famicom, I think that there is no comparison. With the original edition of the Super Nintendo, I can't say about it enough. How about yours?
Okay. So I have this tie here. Sorry, I have mucus and boogers. Anyways, it's actually a tie between these two consoles.
Oh man! You're probably gonna make me change my mind. Ah, oh, I can't believe it. Oh, well, here we go.
Okay. The Dreamcast.
Oh, okay. Completely understandable.
And probably the Saturn.
Yeah, the Saturn is a great-looking console.
And the N64. Now, out of these three, mm-hmm. If I really had to bring it down to it, I would have to say the Dreamcast has got to be my favorite console design of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Straight up?
Yeah. You know, I love the NES. NES looks 80s. I love the Super Nintendo because it's who would have thought to put purple on a console,
mm-hmm.
except for the GameCube. Yeah. And the Super Nintendo looks just like the Famicom does. It looks like, you know, an older version of it or younger version. Anyways,
right?
It looks like it evolved from the Famicom, and then from there you go to the N64, which I think we've talked about is a nice thick woman who. Looks great on the outside, but has a horrible, horrible, horrible personality.
Yeah, she sure does.
But then I get to the Dreamcast, and I look at it, and everything about it screams elegance.
Yeah.
It's an elegant design. It's wavy. It looks great as a piece. I mean, I have over 22 consoles, and every time I look through it, I look at my Dreamcast, and I'm like, man, you still look awesome to this day. And I look at the Saturn, and the Saturn, I think, is obviously the older version of the Dreamcast. So I see a lot
her
of resemblance.
Older sister, yeah.
Right. I see a lot of resemblance. So I think the Dreamcast, it's a much more refined, compact version of the Sega Saturn.
Absolutely.
And I look at it, and I'm not going to say the controller is great. The controller is a different story. But
yeah.
The way the Dreamcast is built, it looks like nothing I've ever seen before in my life. I mean, mm-hmm. right down to the light being a triangle, an upside down triangle.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and you turn to the back and there's a modem in back there, and you get the four connections. Says Dreamcast, and the symbol of the Dreamcast looks so cool.
Yeah,
it's my favorite console design of all time. It really is. And then from there now, I would have to probably say
Well, you know,
gosh, I don't know.
Before we move on, man, Sega as a company, as far as designing consoles, just nailed it.
I think so. When the Sega Genesis looked, has always looked to me like a big boy console until I picked it up. And I realized, oh my gosh, it's like a feather in my
hand. Well, you told me that you actually, you really think that the Sega might even outshine the Super Nintendo as far as aesthetics go.
Only the first model design.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it gets kind of weird looking.
Yeah, no second edition.
Yeah, even the Genesis 3, which is like literally like a small box.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the very first one. The circular, the burgundy red.
Yeah.
And you get a little power button, you little put your earphones in there, you can listen to your headphones on the Genesis. I mean, those little kind of things. I mean, even turn the volume up and down on it.
Yeah, that was cool.
Everything about the Genesis to me screamed, it's a big boy console.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great. It was black. It was one of my favorite colors, like my heart. And and to me, it always felt like a big boy console. Then you even get down to the Sega Saturn. I mean, another great design.
Yeah.
And
I love the pure black on the Saturn. I like it.
I even like the Master System, even. The mm-hmm. Master System was a triangle shape.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it was a triangle shape. It was great. It was very much like the NES. It looks like it was built in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the Saturn, it looks like it was built in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cool to see how you look at these consoles and how they look like their timepiece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at the Atari 2600 with the wood panel.
It screams like, 70s, man.
Oh, you're like, oh my gosh, you made in the 70s.
Yeah, it does. It looks fantastic.
I see my Atari and think about Ferris Bueller. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I just do.
I can't help you. You know why I think that a movie that I'm surprised that.
Well, don't get me wrong. Ferris Bueller was in the 80s, but.
Yeah,
anyways.
No. Well, I'm going to bring up another 80s movie. It's like I find the Atari in E.T. That okay. household, if you okay. remember the household, it's very 70-ish.
You know what? Whenever I look at the Atari, I think about War Games. I don't know why. I just do.
Do you want to play a game?
Yes, I do. Who would think that the defense department runs off of chess? He's trying to play a game.
Crazy.
My gosh.
That's funny. But yeah, man.
Wasn't it like one of those It's All a Dream movies where it turns out that it was never real in the first place?
I don't remember. Maybe. Yeah,
we should ask Matthew Broderick and Helen Hunt. Was it Helen Hunt? I think it was Helen Hunt.
I don't know.
No, Helen Hunt was in the Apes movie with him. He was trying to teach apes.
Yeah, trying to teach apes.
Yeah, when they kill him, the apes would commit suicide.
Really?
Yeah, they put the little headphones on, they put the little earpieces, and they go nuts, and they like kill themselves.
Wow. No, man.
80s movies.
This Sega just knew how to design consoles, man. It's too bad that their creative team couldn't figure out how to make a decent console work from the inside. But, I mean,
I love the Dreamcast. I really love playing its games, but you're right, though. Dreamcast is Sega always did what Nintendo does now. They're always behind somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, we came out with the Master System. It's cool, man. NES looks better. It came out of the Genesis. And Super Nintendo looks better.
And then they were just too late with the Dreamcast for a variety of reasons.
And they're like, we got the Saturn. The PlayStation 1 looks better. Mm-hmm. And it plays better. Oh, the controller's better.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we got the Dreamcast. Well, my PlayStation 2 doesn't look better yet. But the GameCube does.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that they tried to push with the modem. I don't think there was a need for it at that point.
No, you had the NFL series, the NFL 2K series, which was owned by Nintendo at the time. I mean, owned by Sega at the time. Sorry, mm-hmm. not to know. Owned by Sega. And they had online. Maybe you had a little keyboard you can type into people. You can play online. That was pretty cool.
But
actually, the very first console ever actually have internet on it, I think, was the Famicom.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's what you told me.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think that the Famicom would have.
Well, oh my gosh, Yoshimoto. There we go, Yoshimoto. He was the first one who wanted to push internet really hard. He thought that was going to be the future of it.
Well, he was right. He was just 20 years behind.
Yeah. Kind of like Sega. They're always, for some reason, they're always ahead by 3 steps, but always at the wrong moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the industry I don't think was ready quite yet to push the online gaming scene.
Yeah,
but. You know, it really comes down to just beautiful looking consoles, and Sega probably is the cream of the crop for at least back to back to back making great looking consoles that just fit into your living room.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it. I also think about The N64.
The N64, you want to know what? It's very close to make me want to go back and change up my choice for the best-looking console, because the N64 is one of the sleekest, most beautiful-looking consoles I have ever laid eyes on.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't matter if it's the black. It doesn't matter if it's the clear or the purple.
I had the clear purple one.
You know, it...
I also had the black one, too.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful console. It's got great curves. I mean, it just looks like it's an entertainment system in your living room. It just looks good.
And then the cartridges that went with it.
Oh, the sleek, man, rounded edges. I mean, you can't get any better. They might not play well today, a lot of them, but gosh.
Yeah, there are a handful that still do, but yeah, you're right.
They sure do look good sitting on your shelf, though.
Hell yeah, they do. I noticed that whenever I go retro shopping, it's very hard for me, and I had to physically remove myself from the N64 collection because I find myself always being drawn to it because of how good the cartridges look.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're so compact, and they're heavy, and they feel like, oh man, there's a lot in here, mm-hmm. even though there's not. But it's always just, it's a really cool piece to have in your home, have those cartridges.
Definitely.
Too. And then I think about the Genesis. The Genesis had some really cool designs, too.
It's cartridges, you know.
I know. First time I ever gave a Genesis a shout-out.
Yeah, no doubt. The cartridges for almost all these cartridge-based systems just they just fit, man. Like, the Nintendo cartridges look like they belong to the Nintendo.
So, real quick, so what's the best-looking cartridges, then?
The best-looking cartridge domestically?
Yeah.
As much as I want to say the Nintendo, I have to give the nod to the N64.
Yeah, I have to say so too.
I mean,
I want to say Nintendo, but Nintendo. When I look at the Famicom, mm-hmm. and I look at the Nintendo, I'm like, why are you so rectangle-y?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you be more like the Famicom? So nice and compact.
Yeah, I completely understand where you're coming from, and the Nintendo. As much as I like the way it looks, I mean, clunky. Clunky comes to mind. Yeah. Now, they're great cartridges. They're going to hold up against damage. You could drill holes in them. You could put them in water. You can electrocute them, bake them in the microwave. Yep. They're going to work. But
you're going to put them in a national debate, and they still come out on top.
Yeah, I'm telling you that the Nintendo cartridges are great, but they're clunky. If I had to pick a word, I'd pick clunky, and that's so brutal to say.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you on that one. And you look at the Famicom and looking how those cartridges looked. Was just awesome.
Yeah, and you know, even the Super Nintendo, I want to say that it's like you look like you're just a bigger version of a USB. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not very. There's nothing. There's no mystical feel of the way that a Super Nintendo cartridge feels or looks. It looks like it's meant to be inserted into something. That's about it.
And the only reason I'm not talking about the PlayStation 1 and up is because it was the jewel case design, mm-hmm. and it was literally a CD.
Yeah, all CD.
And so there's like, oh, which one had the best cover then?
Yeah.
But, Vigilante 8.
Yeah, I completely get what you're saying. Yeah, CD-based.
When you look at the Master System. Master System, it was literally a black box with what it was. Mm-hmm. Like, black box! And with burgundy writing, Rambo. Like, I mean, okay!
Well, and also, we're forgetting about the, you know, we're not talking about even further retro console, the Atari. The Atari is, its cartridges feel meaty. There's not much inside of them, but...
No, and the graphics are horrible.
Yeah, but, I mean...
E.T. was cool looking.
On the
E.T. was drawn by, like, American designers who knew what they were drawing.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just a rectangle box. Nothing really to them.
Right, right. The plain. I think they match the console very well.
I think so.
But, yeah, man. If truth be told, now hands down, it's got to be the N64. They're the sleekest looking cartridges, hands down. I'll tell you what. Some ugly looking cartridges. The
Jaguar.
Let's not forget about the portables in the discussion. The Game Boy Advanced. Looks like the crappiest cartridges I've ever seen. There's nothing elegant about a GBA cartridge.
Really? They're rectangle.
I don't like them. I don't know what it is. It's just like...
Man, have you seen Final Fantasy V on those things?
No.
Oh, it looks as... When you have yourself a good-looking game, I have Final Fantasy IV on it, I have Final Fantasy V on it, right? And the way they look... I have to bring it in. I have to show it to you.
Yeah, please
they
do.
They look amazing. Because it's such a simplistic design, and it brings me back to the Super Famicom.
Man, I never liked the way they looked. I always thought like there wasn't much there. I've always preferred the Game Boy cartridge over, you know, over the any of the Game Boy iterations that came after it. The original Game Boy games look like they're games. They look like miniature versions of the Nintendo cartridge. Mm, you know, okay. That's the way I've always felt. I'm like, I feel like I'm holding a mini Nintendo here. Even the original Game Boy.
A bit.
When I go ahead and I put it in my hands, I'm like, I'm playing the Nintendo on the go. And I haven't felt that way, man, I don't think ever. I'm trying to think of a more modern experience. Like, I think about the PS Vita and the PSP. I don't feel like I'm holding the PlayStation 3 in my hand or the PlayStation 4 in my hand.
Yeah, because I think about the PSP, and I think to myself when I play it, I'm like, wow, you look just like the PS2, but just not with the memory that the PS2 has. Like, oh, you're working with one, I think like 1.6 gigs of memory,
mm-hmm.
and you're working just a little bit less than the GameCube by like a 0.5, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the PS2 had like 9 gigs of memory.
Yeah.
On those discs, so you're always gonna be working with less. But the graphically on par, they're about the same.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the Vita, it's like not the PS3, but then depending on what game you're playing, it may look just as good as the PS3.
Mm-hmm.
You play Killzone Mercenary, it looks just as good as the console. But if you put it on a big screen, probably not.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm being brutal or. Or maybe I just...
This is why I like the 3DS a lot, though. I think the 3DS really holds up graphically.
Yeah, and what would be it's comparable to the Wii U?
Yeah. Oh, no, the Wii.
The Wii?
Yeah.
Oh, man, because when I look at... You're right, man. Yeah, 3DS games do look pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And you're not really missing much as far as the way as the console experience. You're not giving up much.
I think that's where the 3DS, I think that's where the Vita and the PSP might have gotten it wrong. They're always trying to go for a console experience.
Mm-hmm.
While Nintendo's always trying to go for a handheld experience. And because of that, we get great games like Super Mario 3D World, mm-hmm. I mean 3D Land, and it looks fantastic. You're like, man, this looks great in the go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a game like, you know, Uncharted, you're like, you look really good, but something's off about you.
Yeah. You're missing something. Yeah. And also, the play experience, as much as it's innovative that the Vita had the L2 and the R2 as push in the back and the touchpad, it just doesn't feel right. There's something missing.
Yeah.
But you're not missing anything when you play the Game Boy. The original Game Boy, you have an A button, a B button. It's red just like the controller. You've got a start and select. You have a D-pad.
And you play Ninja Turtles on it.
And you play Ninja Turtles on it. Yeah! you miss nothing. I mean, other than the color, which it promptly fixed with the Game Boy Color, you miss nothing.
Well, that's why I think the Game Gear is really underrated, too.
Man, yeah, you bring up the Game Gear, yeah.
And the Game Gear, those cartridges look great.
Mm-hmm.
Great cartridges. And I don't ever feel like I ever missed anything on the Game Gear. I felt like, oh, man, it's don't get me wrong. Six batteries
and 4 hours later.
Yeah, 2 hours later, actually. And you're like, Mom, I just went through 6 batteries. And you're like, what?
I'm not buying any more. Plug it
and
in.
Then you have to go buy the freaking adapter, which came separately for some reason.
Yeah, that's so dumb. But, well, you know what? I can't.
Yeah, it's each their own. Anyways, I always love the cartridges for the Game Gear, which I don't think you've ever talked about enough.
No. Actually, we haven't talked about it enough. I mean, I got a Game Gear. You still have a Game Gear at home?
I don't.
Man, I know. I'm going to pull it out tonight because I really am going to see how much it compares to, I guess, the Sega Genesis, right?
Yeah.
That would be its partner console.
Yeah, I think it was a 16-bit system.
Really? I remember it being impressive. Like, I remember feeling this way. I looked at the Nintendo and I was playing the Game Boy. My friend was like, I'm playing a Game Gear. I was like, man, I wish I could play the Game Gear too.
It was great, man. I had Sonic 2 on there.
Mm-hmm. Well, once again, you just can't compete with Game Boy's price point.
No, you couldn't.
You know,
it's turning into a handheld discussion.
Yeah. No, but okay, well then we'll streamline it back. As far as the cartridges go, the best cartridges, hand down in my opinion, are the N64. I feel that the cartridges on the Game Boy are the winner, in my opinion, mm-hmm. as far as the handheld goes.
Well, okay. I want to say this real quick about the Game Boy cartridges. Game Boy cartridges were great because it always gave you something out of it. Like, especially the Pokemon. Mm-hmm. You had red, you had blue, you had gold, mm-hmm. silver, then you had the yellow. And it was really cool to have those little games there. And sometimes you clear sometimes if you mm-hmm. wanted to, depending on what game you were playing. Especially in the pinball games and stuff. So it always had this variety, I think, that people had in the Famicom that was translated over to the Game Boy. It was fantastic to see. It's something that Nintendo gave to you. I mean, they could have easily said Pokemon Blue. It was just Pokemon and then Blue.
Yeah, with the
Pokemon blue Red. Pokemon and Red. In red letters. No, yeah. Red letters and blue letters. And that would have been it. But they went the extra mile and gave you a blue and red cartridge. And I think that's what kind of took it to the next level.
Absolutely, man. And
if you look at this, too, if you look at how the 3DS and how the Vita handles games, there's not a lot of personality to them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing really defining them anymore. unless you play Pokemon Black and Pokemon White on the DS, and the cartridge is black.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool.
No, there's one more thing I want to say about the Game Boy before we leave the discussion. We're talking about their cartridges. They have Game Boy written in plastic in them. It's engraved into that. And that's important because I can't think of another example.
Well, it's great if you're blind because you're like, oh, it's a Game Boy game.
Yeah. Braille? Yeah. You put Braille on the Game Boy games. No, but
oh my gosh.
Wow. No, I think that's an extra added feature because I can't think of another system where the cartridge has been engraved with the name in it, in the plastic.
I think Game Gear did. I'm not too sure, though.
Did Game Gear do it?
I'm not. I want to say they did, but I think it was flat, though. I remember there was a ridge on the end of it so you can grab it.
Yeah,
I think
so it might have been
flat, though. I think it was flat.
See, because this one, where the plastic was written into it, just gives it added
touch. Where it's written is where you grab it from, too.
Uh-huh. And you're like, ah, man. And it had that nice little groove in there. Like,
you make me want to go buy a Game Boy Pocket now.
You check this out. Because you used to put in your thumb, and it fit our young thumbs perfectly. That's how you had to do it. I would grab the front of the Game Boy with my palm. With the right side, I'd grab it with my left side, I'd grab it with a thumb. And it would just flip out with the thumb. Yeah. Right into that groove where that Game Boy was. So that's, you felt awesome. It every time. One of those, it's like what I said, one of those small things that you remember that maybe, you know, as an enthusiast would remember these type of things. I just think it puts it over the edge. There's just those little details that make a good cartridge a good cartridge.
Fantastic. We're going to end there. So our favorite console design, for me, Dreamcast. For you, the N64.
Super Nintendo by a smidgen. Love. Only probably because I just love the Super Nintendo so much.
He's such a homer.
I know, but truly, at the end of the day, the N64 has got.
They can make a Super Nintendo, like Nintendo could say right now, we're making a predecessor to the Super Nintendo. You'd be like, I don't care. Super Nintendo's still better.
Super Nintendo's better. No, we're gonna call it the Super Nintendo 2.
You're like, no, I don't care. It's not gonna be the same. If we got cartridges, I don't care.
Nope, I don't care. And
no, I think if they brought back cartridges, you'd probably crap your pants.
Picking it up. Like I said, it's also funny that you say that because probably my favorite handheld is probably going to be this handheld that plays Super Nintendo games. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to buy it for you for Christmas. I still owe you.
Man.
I don't want to say I owe you, but something I want to get you for Christmas.
It's going to be awesome, but yeah, man, that's where I'm going to leave the discussion. And the N64 is the best-looking console, in my opinion. It is.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get off my Homer horse, okay. And the N64 is the best-looking.
Folks, he's getting off his getting off the Super Nintendo horse real quick. He's getting off the
N64. Oh, it's so painful. Oh! Slap me back in like a cartridge. N64, best handheld. Game Boy cartridge.
Dreamcast for me, best one. I would have to say, you know what? I want to say the DS. Because the DS, as simple as it is, I remember the first time I bought it, I'm like, wait, you're telling me all of this isn't this a small little thing?
It's impressive.
You're like, this is amazing. You put it in there, you're like, oh.
And it's got that click. It's got that click like the, that is pretty cool. So,
as much as I like the Vita's cartridge.
I don't like the Vita's cartridge.
It's small, it's compact, and again, it gives you that feel of like, what is this? You tell me all this is in here, but I still like the DS better.
Yeah.
Even the 3DS, I even like better still.
Yeah.
Because it's small, but it's still like, okay, cool.
I can get behind that, man. I can totally understand. I think that my choices are the correct ones, but,
yeah. Okay, all right, Dick.
No, man, it was a good discussion. I was glad to be part of it.
All right.